Yeah, definitely. You know, we need to approach the week like we do all the time. Prepare, starting today, you know, narrowing down a game plan, going through your routine, and really narrowing down the things that we need to do in order to win a football game against a quality opponent in the Colts who are playing at a high level.
What have you seen just from Andrew Loggins, how he's improved specifically?
Yeah, he's a heck of a quarterback. You know, obviously his ability to throw the football, he's got one of the strongest arms in the league. But then his mobility, his ability to get out of the pocket, scramble around and make things happen with his feet. He's smart. He understands defenses. He understands how teams are trying to attack them. And he does a good job of getting his offense in the right checks, in the right plays in order to be productive.
You saw that receiver, right? On film at least, T.Y. Hilton, that's one of those games that, for the ages.
Right.
How do you go about kind of slowing him down and the other guys who can get the job done, whether it be Fleener or Brazil?
Right, yeah, they have a lot of talent over there. Obviously, T.Y. had a great game last weekend. He's a dynamic football player. He's fast. He's quick. He has good hands. He makes a lot of things happen after the catch. So he's a guy that we're just going to have to understand where he's at on the field, how they're trying to get him the ball, along with all those other guys, Donald Brown, Fleener, Brazil, all the other guys on the outside. Those guys are fast guys, guys that are playmakers, guys that can hurt you if you don't understand where they are on the field. So we'll take it one day at a time.
Does Donald Brown get lost in the mix? Because everybody seems to talk about all those other guys. You mentioned Donald Brown after you mentioned Luck.
Right.
Lost in the mix?
I don't think he gets lost in the mix. You know, I think they just have a lot of big name guys. He's a guy that works hard. He runs the football hard. He does a lot of things in the passing game. He does screens, different things like that. They find ways to get him the ball, and he's his ability to run after the catch or break tackles when they hand it off to him is pretty good. So he's a guy that we're gonna have to be on top of.
How much better are they now than they were last year when you played?
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different team than they were last year, so to compare is impossible. They're playing good. They're in the playoffs. They won a playoff game against a good Kansas City team. They're going to come in here ready to go, bring their A game, and we're going to have to be ready to go in order to try to beat them.
They have, like, the fewest turnovers in the league. Is, mm-hmm. is that something that you pay attention to when you're looking at a team like this?
Yeah, definitely. They do, especially, you know, it starts with Luck. He does a good job of, really not throwing it into coverages and creating a lot of turnovers. And then the guys that are carrying the ball do a good job of holding on to it, not really, you know, having a lot of fumbles and different things like that. So I'm sure it's something that their coaches preach over there, something that they take pride in. Obviously, as a defense, we always want to turn the ball over and go get it from them. So it'll be a challenge for us this week.